Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Wednesday morning, April 22nd, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. HR leaders join forces to advance total rewards and performance-driven compensation. HR Research Institute forms 2026 Compensation and Total Rewards Advisory Board with senior HR leaders and experts to drive research and virtual event on HR12, Compensation and Benefits. The board aims to enhance pay transparency, link pay to performance, manage costs, and leverage AI and analytics. By shaping research on compensation and total rewards, the board will help HR leaders align reward strategies with business goals and talent needs.
Aclarion announces $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. Aclarion Inc., a commercial stage healthcare technology company, announced a $2.50 million stock repurchase plan. The board of directors authorized the program to support continued NOSISKIN adoption and disciplined capital allocation. The repurchase program will be executed over the next 12 months using existing cash and cash equivalents. Aclarion believes this program will enhance shareholder value while investing in the expansion of NOSISKIN.
Digirati Technologies reports $605,000 in revenue for Q2 FY2602. Digirati Technologies reported $605,000 in revenue for Q2 FY2026, surpassing $200,000 in monthly revenue. Following the Riche acquisition, the company accelerated to an annualized run rate of $2.40 million. Digirati aims to expand its commercial reach, engaging legacy partners and new relationships. The company's focus remains on organic growth, while evaluating potential acquisition candidates to enhance capabilities and market presence.
Actipatch expands to Taiwan, challenging traditional pain management with drug-free innovation. Actipatch Record is set to launch in Taiwan, challenging traditional pain management with a drug-free approach. Bioelectronics Corporation announced the partnership with Aphrodite Medical Group, a leading healthcare provider in Taiwan, to introduce Actipatch to the market. This U.S. FDA-cleared device offers up to 720 hours of continuous therapy, providing a practical alternative to pharmaceuticals. The initial shipment has been completed, with a coordinated market launch planned for Q2 2026.
Mitch Gold shares his journey with Amazon's Nutrition Rise. Mitch Gold, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, shared insights on his journey with Amazon's Nutrition Rise. Gold highlighted the challenges and opportunities brands faced in the early days of the platform, emphasizing the importance of visibility, reviews, trust, and strategic execution. With his evolution of distribution model, Gould aims to simplify market entry for global brands seeking success in the U.S. market.
Global Turbine Asia advances aerospace growth, capabilities, and talent development through strategic partnerships. Global Turbine Asia SDDBHD strengthens aerospace growth and talent development through strategic partnerships with Airbus DS, UPNM, and Perhebit. These MOUs aim to enhance Malaysia's military aircraft MRO capabilities, foster industry-academia collaboration, and support the career transition of Malaysian Armed Forces personnel. Dato Nane Ashirin Dato Mohad Radzi emphasizes GTA's commitment to industry resilience and capability development.
Demolink unveils Sarawak's first telecommunications smart pole in Saboran and debuts its first built-to-suit tower in Bintulu. Demolink unveiled Sarawak's first telecommunications smart pole in Saboran and debuted its first built-to-suit tower in Bintulu, enhancing 5G connectivity and digital access. The smart pole in Tamanan Piana, Saboran, offers seamless 5G connectivity and functions as a multifunctional street infrastructure. The B2S site in Kampung Japuk, Bintulu, strategically located near schools and TBET centers, aims to provide high-speed connectivity for digital learning platforms and strengthen mobile coverage along the Pan-Borneo Highway.
Korea Summit brings industry leaders together to explore Regulation A+ and the future of capital formation. Korea Summit is hosting a webinar on Regulation A+ and the future of capital formation, featuring industry experts Sarah Hanks, Peter Danico, and David Wild IV. The event will take place on April 23rd, discussing how Reg A+ is reshaping access to capital. This session will explore distribution strategies, compliance, and real-world success stories, aiming to change how companies go public. Register for free to attend.
WeLend launches wholesale property marketplace, connecting investors with off-market deals and financing in one platform. WeLend has launched a wholesale property marketplace connecting property wholesalers with over 100,000 real estate investors and professionals in New York and New Jersey. The platform streamlines the process, providing financing infrastructure upfront to ensure quick and certain transactions. With properties priced above $300,000, the marketplace caters to investors of all experience levels, offering a structural advantage by integrating lending at the listing stage. For more information, contact Heather Hook at KeyCrew Media.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.